Okay, when you come to church, keep me in prayer because I started losing my voice this morning, but that's okay. I'll be fine, but just keep me in prayer. When you come to church, do you desire to have your flesh fed or your spirit fed? Spirit. The reason I ask that is because tonight's message, you're going to get both. And, you know, Pastor Mark on Sunday, well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each and every person that's here tonight. I thank you for those listening over the internet. And Father, we lift up Pastor Mark and Christine, and we thank you for touching him spirit, soul, and body, giving him strength, allowing him a speedy and quick recovery, Father, from these flu symptoms that are going around. And any other brothers and sisters in the body that are struggling right now, Father, we lift them up to you, and we thank you for your healing touch upon their lives. And Father, I thank you for your anointing upon this word tonight. I ask that it go forth and accomplish what you desire to accomplish, not only in my heart, but in the heart of my brothers and sisters, and that you receive all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, Pastor Mark, when he was showing those trees on Sunday, pretty interesting, isn't it? But as a result of Sunday, throughout this week, I've been listening to people's conversations. And it's amazing how many of those wilted trees people are growing. But that's not what I want to talk about tonight. Because I asked the Lord at the end of 2017 what I needed to change for 2018. One of them I'm going to cover tonight. The other one I'll cover on Sunday. But the one tonight, my wife is going to smile as soon as I give the title because I'm 65 and I've had a problem with this my whole life. Tonight's title is Chew Your Food. Now, we may think we understand that, but we don't. And what I want to look at tonight, I want to talk about chewing our natural food, but more importantly, chewing our spiritual food. Because as I was going through, as the Lord was taking me through this, He was showing me parallel similarities between chewing natural food and chewing our spiritual food. And the effect it has upon our body, both naturally and spiritually. Now, and I asked him, I said, so Lord, what are you wanting to do this year in your people? This is what he told me. I want my word to become rhema, living in my people. Not logos, not something you can quote or memorize. I want the living word to be manifested in my life and your life. He's wanting the living word. And so as I started to ponder and think on that, the Lord said, go look at proper chewing of your food. So I did about a two-day search on proper chewing of the food. And I'm going to read some things to you, and then we're going to make some correlations here. It says, healthy digestion and nutrient absorption begins with a simple act of chewing your food. When you chew your food properly, your body releases digestive enzymes in the stomach that helps to break down food so that your body can convert it into energy. When food isn't digested properly, you could suffer from digestive issues such as indigestion, heartburn, constipation, headache, and low energy. And then it says, The physical process of chewing food in your mouth helps to break down larger particles of food into smaller particles. This helps us to reduce stress on the esophagus and helps the stomach metabolize your food. When you chew each mouthful properly, you also release a lot of saliva, which contains digestive enzymes. As you release these enzymes into the throat and stomach, you further improve the digestive process. Throughout the chewing process, the body undergoes several processes that trigger digestion. Digestion is one of the most energy-consuming processes of the body, so it's essential that you help your body along by doing your part. And as I was reading that, we live in a time in which we want to do everything fast. We want to chew our food fast. We want to read God's word fast. And God's saying, no, I don't want you doing that. And he took me back to a book by, it's called Experiencing the Inner Depths of Jesus Christ by Madame Guyon. And he took me to some chapters in which she talked about not reading God's word, but chewing God's word. What do I mean by that? Okay. We can sit down and we can have our daily devotionals, and we say with the Lord, Lord, I got 10 minutes today, and we read through them real quick. And the Lord may allow us to get something out of it, but there's something deeper he wants to do. And that deeper thing he wants to do only comes about as a result of properly chewing his word so it can be properly digested spiritually to produce the change he wants to do. And this is what Madame Guyon said in her book. And she developed a very, very deep relationship with the Lord because she said that, and the example, one of the examples she gave was the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. And she goes, and you stop. You just begin to chew on Our Father. You just begin to let the Holy Spirit minister to you about your Heavenly Father. And she says, just stay on it. Just chew on Our Father. And don't even go, who art in heaven. Don't even go to that next verse until the Holy Spirit releases you to go to that next verse. And see, we're so, and there's, let me make something clear, because she said, she goes, there's a time to read and there's a time to meditate on God's word. Meditate means to ponder, to chew on. And I want you to turn to Psalm 34. Thank you, Lord. And before I read this passage of Scripture, like I said, for 65 years, I have not been a slow eater. And since the Lord began to minister this to me, in 5 days I've lost 5 pounds and I haven't done anything different other than eat slow. But here's what I found. Now I'm going to read what this says spiritually, but this is what I found in the natural also. Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth to him. Taste and see. How do you taste something? You have to chew on it, don't you? And you know what I found over the last 5 days? I've been missing out on a lot of good tasting food. Because I haven't chewed it properly, and I haven't broken it down properly. I haven't released all those flavors in my mouth. And I've made my digestive process a lot harder. And when the Lord showed me this passage of Scripture, taste and see, I started saying, you know, Lord, there's things that you're wanting us to experience that we're just flying over. You're going, no, don't do that. Meditate on it. Chew on it for a little while. And every one of us can relate to this experience. Do we like all foods? No. As a youngster, there were certain vegetables I didn't like. But they were good for me. But we're never going to know how good that vegetable is for us until we taste it and chew on it and see the results of it. You know, there's things in God's Word that we don't like chewing on. They hurt. They hurt. But the more you chew on it, our body releases digestive enzymes called saliva that helps break things down. Well, guess what? As we ponder on God's Word, as we meditate on God's Word, the Holy Spirit begins to release spiritual enzymes, spiritual chemicals in our spiritual bodies that causes us to be able to properly digest that word that God has shown us. And now then, go to Psalms chapter 1. When you hear someone mention David, what comes to your mind? He was a what? After God's heart. He was a man after God's heart, right? Most people, when they think of David, they think of David was a man after God's heart. David knew about meditating on God's word. David knew about chewing on that word. Not wanting to just put it in, swallow it, be done with it. No, David wasn't like that. Psalms chapter 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He meditates. He chews on it. He allows it to work in him. And we're so quick to want to just take it in, spit it out, take in the next one, spit it out. Thinking, okay, we're going to be much better off spiritually. You know, there's a saying in the world that you are what you eat. Sounds good, doesn't it? It's not true. You are what you assimilate. In other words, you are what your body breaks down into proper nutrients that your body can use for repair of tissue, for new tissue. But you can eat stuff, and if you don't eat it properly and you don't digest it properly, it just passes out. So we're really not what we eat. We're what we allow our body to assimilate or break down to use properly the way God designed it to be used in our body. But we can't do that when we're chewing too fast. I know, because the last 5 days, oh my gosh, I can't realize. It's unbelievable what I've missed out on for 65 years because I chewed quickly. And I know my wife's laughing because she goes, "You eat too fast." I said, "Yeah, I know. But I had this one roommate that if I didn't eat fast, I wouldn't get anything to eat." And that's true. But that's not God's way. It says, so here's David. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Day and night. What does that leave out? How many hours are in a day? 24, right? Does that 24 hours include day and night? Okay. So how can David say this? "I meditate on God's law or God's word day and night." What is he doing? He's chewing on it. He's chewing on it very slowly. He's not in a rush. He's not in a hurry. He's just allowing that word that he's taken a bite of to just slowly getting broken down. Because he knows spiritually there's spiritual life in that word that he's chewing on, that he's meditating on. Now, there's seven different things that they said are important for you to chew your food properly. Seven different things. I found that interesting. What seven represent in the Bible? Completion. Seven different things. They're saying if you choose your food properly, there's seven different things and seven different benefits for our human body. Number one, absorb more nutrients and energy from your food. Absorb more nutrients and energy from your food. So if this book, God's Word, is our spiritual food, should we be eating it and just to eat it and just get it in our spiritual bodies and be done with it? No. He wants us to spiritually chew on this word. That's how it becomes living. That's how it gets spiritually assimilated in our bodies, so it's not just something that we can quote. It's not just something that we can memorize. It's a living part of our being. Because where is Jesus? Where does Jesus live and reside in our body? In our heart. Go to Luke 17. Go to Luke 17. Thank you, Lord. Verse 21. "Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is" where? "Within you." So where does Jesus abide? In us. So if we want to get to know him more, don't you think we need to feed our spiritual bodies better? By chewing on his word? By meditating on his word? It says, let me find it here. It says, "Chewing breaks your food down from large particles into smaller particles that are more easily digested. This also makes it easier for your intestines to absorb nutrients from the food particles as they pass through." You know, when we chew on God's word, there's something that supernaturally gets broken down. Because you know what? I know when I first started listening to Pastor Bill and the pure word of God and really started chewing on it,
There was some stuff that was hard to swallow. I mean, it was hard to swallow. But you know what? The more I chewed on it, the longer I chewed on it, the more I continued to chew on it, all of a sudden something spiritually started to take place on the inside of this vessel. Guess what? The Holy Spirit was breaking down those things that were barriers, revealing and showing Jesus who lives on the inside of me. He was making God more real to me. Second thing it says, maintain a healthy weight. And then it says this, the longer you chew, the more time it will take you to finish a meal. And research shows that eating slowly can help you to eat less and ultimately to avoid weight gain or even lose weight. I've experienced that. Haven't done anything else other than eat slow. And I'm talking eating real slow because they have recommendations that they talk about. Meat, it's taken me 50 chews to break down until I know there's nothing solid, there's no solid particles left in my mouth. Then I swallow. I've never done that. Sometimes five and it swallows. And you know what? We do that spiritually too. We're in such a hurry. And you know what? Even if we're in a hurry and God gives us one scripture, we're missing out by not chewing on it all day, letting God speak to us all day. For God so loved. Just meditate on that. Chew on that. You don't even have to, we don't even have to get to the world, for God so loved. How much did he love? He loved enough that he stretched out his arms on that cross to die for you and me. And the Lord will just begin to show you and show you and show you what for so loved, for God so loved really means. It's not no longer a scripture. It's starting to become part of your spiritual being. It's becoming digested by your spiritual being. It says, number three, your food gets more exposure to your saliva. Saliva contains digestive enzymes, so the longer you chew, the more time these enzymes have to start breaking down your food, making digestion easier on your stomach and small intestine. Okay. You know what our digestive enzyme is as we chew on it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit begins. That teacher on the inside begins to break down that food that we're having difficulty chewing, we're having difficulty swallowing. That Holy Spirit, we allow that Holy Spirit to begin to work on that spiritual food that God wants us to chew on and meditate on. And the Holy Spirit just begins to break it down. And then all of a sudden we go, wow. You go up to a brother or sister and go, you're not going to believe what the Lord showed me. And a lot of times, the Lord shows you something after you've read it many times. But then all of a sudden, the light goes off. Why does the light go off? The light goes off because you've been chewing on it. You've been allowing the spiritual man to digest it. You've been allowing the Holy Spirit, the teacher within, to teach you. And all of a sudden, now you have a living word. Not a logos, a living word. It's now real. And that's what God is wanting to do. He's wanting to make his word real. Number four was easier digestion. I've already talked about that enough. Number five, it's good for your teeth. The bones holding your teeth get a workout when you chew, helping to keep them strong. The saliva produced while chewing is also beneficial, helping to clear food particles from your mouth and wash away bacteria so there may be less plaque buildup and tooth decay. So it's good for our teeth. Now, do we know anything in God's Word where it talks about bad teeth? Well, I'm going to read a scripture. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Let's find it here. Read my writing. Matthew 24:51. Thank you. It says, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay. I'm not saying those are bad teeth. I'm just saying there's a gnashing of teeth. There's going to be a chewing that comes as a result of us not truly knowing the Lord. That's not a good exercise for our teeth. This is not a good exercise for our teeth. The gnashing of our teeth. That means we've been, it says in verse 25, let me pick it up there. Matthew 25:30. It says, and for everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That servant's cast out into outer darkness. I'm not going to stand here and say why. That's not what I'm teaching on tonight. But apparently they weren't chewing on the right food to be separated from God. And you know, we do that sometimes. We think we can just sit at any table and eat whatever food it is. We can't do that in the times we're living. We have to be very discerning on the food that we taste, spiritual food that we taste and put in our spiritual bodies. Because there's some food out there that will cause you to have indigestion real quick. At least it should. Then number six, it says, less excess bacteria lingering in your intestines. So when we properly chew our food, all that stuff gets broken down properly. Well, when we properly chew our spiritual food, what's our number one problem? Pastor Bill said this for years. Blank is a problem, Jesus is the answer. Sin is a problem, Jesus is the answer. So when we properly meditate and chew on God's word, can sin abide in this vessel? If we allow it. But if we're properly chewing on God's word and taking God's word and allowing it to be assimilated in our spiritual being, sin can't be a part of our life, can it? Just like these bad particles that have to be broken down when we chew natural food. There's spiritual things that have to be broken down. And the only thing that breaks it down is God's pure word. Nothing else breaks it down. People are looking all over the world for solutions other than this. It's not working. eating at the wrong table, eating the wrong food. As Pastor Mark was talking about with Carolyn Leaf, you know, when you start saying certain things out of her mouth, you know, there's living word. It says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Well, those flourishing trees that he showed, those are words of life. How do we get words of life that constantly flow out of our mouth? By meditating and chewing on God's word, so now then it becomes real. It becomes living. If Ruth is struggling, she doesn't have to be reminded how faithful God is. She's got the living God himself abiding on the inside of her, and she knows that she knows that she knows that God is faithful no matter what she's going through, no matter where she's going, no matter what she has to do in the future. She knows beyond a shadow of a doubt because she has the living word, the living God on the inside of her. And that's what God's wanting to do in every one of us. We all have areas in which we're not walking that way. But God is wanting to take every one of those areas and show us in his word that food that we need to chew on till it becomes living, till it becomes real. You know, that's the way Smith Wigglesworth was. Smith Wigglesworth, I remember reading one of his books. He meditated on God's word all the time. Corey Ten Boom did the same thing. But I remember this one book I read on Smith Wigglesworth. He gets on the plane. He gets on the train. He didn't travel by plane. He traveled by train. He gets on a train, and he's walking to his seat at the end of the car, railroad car. As he's walking to the end of his seat, as he walks down the aisle of that train, people would come out of their seats, get on their knees, and begin to weep and cry out to Jesus by him walking by. Not saying one word to him at all, just by walking by. Why would that happen? Because he was the living word in flesh, and as he walked by, conviction came. Repentance came. Deliverance came. Healing came. Isn't that what Jesus did when he's on this earth? And doesn't God's word says, you shall do greater things? We shall do greater things? How are we going to do greater things? By chewing on God's word, by meditating on God's word until it becomes so real that help me, Lord. They're over in Europe right now. Saint Luther. It's like Luther said that one night. Would you rather know this book, or would you rather know the one who wrote it? See, that's what the living word does in your life and in my life. It allows us to be Jesus walking on this earth. Because it's so real. If the kingdom of God is within us and Jesus lives on the inside of us, the more we get the word in us, the more real that word becomes, the more life it gives. Just by, as Smith Wiggles, just by passing by. Would you like to go into work tomorrow, Ruth, and walk down the hall? And as you're walking down, you're just singing a praise song and people are falling out, crying out to Jesus. Wouldn't that be nice? But you know, God has the ability to do that. Number 7, it says, enjoy and taste your food. That's what I've experienced the last 5 days by chewing slowly. I didn't realize carrots had such flavor to them. Because I usually take a couple bites with a carrot, and they're still in big chunks, and they get swallowed. But as I chewed on them, it's like, wow, this tastes pretty good. Chicken tastes different. I mean, everything, even bread tasted different. But everything I was chewing, it had a different taste to it. And God's Word does too. When we chew on God's Word and allow the Holy Spirit to release those spiritual digestive enzymes to break down whatever it is that God has us chew on, something different on the inside begins to happen. He becomes more real on the inside. Okay. I'm going to read how to chew your food properly. This is what they say. The way you chew is unique to you. Well, isn't God's Word unique to every one of us? How we chew God's Word is unique. Same as your spirit, same as your natural food. It's unique to you. What God is showing Randy might be different than what He's showing Michelle. It's unique. And it's probably deeply ingrained by this point in your life. Amen to that, 65 years. Chew as fast as you can. Get it in, get it out. It says, in other words, you're likely need to make a conscious effort to change the way you chew. That first day, chewing a piece of meat 50 times, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was hard. It says, but the good news is you can start with your next meal. There are many theories about how many times you should ideally chew each piece of food. It says you'll need to be strict, however, as the amount of chewing of food requires will obviously vary depending on its type and texture. Here's a guide to ensure that you're chewing in a way that will support your health. Generally speaking, you'll want to eat in a relaxed, non-distracted environment. Eating on a run or while you're working or watching TV is not conducive to proper chewing. That's not conducive to proper spiritual chewing either. But we get in the habit of going, well, I just want to watch the news while I'm studying God's Word. You can't chew on God's Word when you got distractions. It upsets your spiritual digestion. This is what it says. Take smaller bites of food to begin with. It's easier to chew smaller morsels. My wife would look at me and go, I can't believe you put that in your mouth. She goes, that is way too big of a bite. You need to cut it into smaller pieces. And you know what? That's why I believe that Madame Guyon, and I'm going to go back and reread her book, had a tremendous revelation. That's why she said, as she would meditate on God's Word, she called it praying God's Word. She called it praying God's Word. And what she would do is, like I said earlier, she would take one scripture. She'd take a passage of scripture. The Lord's Prayer. I already used that earlier, so I'll use it again. Our Father. And she said she would just begin to say, and she just began to meditate and to chew on our Father. And she said she would continue to chew on that until the Lord told her to move on to the
next part of that scripture. She goes, some days it would be 2 days. Sometimes it would be 10 minutes. But she goes, it teaches you when you chew slowly and you take a small piece of God's spiritual food. Because, you know, we sometimes want to digest a whole book. And we can't figure out why it's not getting in. Because we're trying to put too much in our mouths. We're trying to put too much in our spiritual body. And God's going, no, let me show you this. Let me make this living inside of you. It gets properly broken down. It becomes a part of us. And then we can move on. It says, chew until your mouthful of food is liquefied or lost all of its texture. That was hard. In the natural, that was really hard. But that's why Madame Guyon would pray the scripture, because basically she was saying, I want everything that God wants to show me out of this small bite that I'm on right now. I don't want to move on until it's all broken down, until it's all ready to be received. The same as our natural body. Because the next one says, finish chewing and swallowing completely before taking another bite of food. Oh my gosh. I hadn't even finished the bite and I was putting in two more. I told Sue on the way down here, I said, you're going to enjoy tonight's message. Because that's what we do with God's Word sometimes. We open up God's Word, and God takes us to a passage of Scripture, and we just go, and God's saying, no. Why aren't you enjoying what I'm trying to show you? Why are you eating so fast? Why are you going through my word so fast? Take a smaller bite. Chew on it until it gets fully broken down. Chew on it so it's ready to be swallowed or taken in. See, that's what God wants to do. It says, wait to drink fluids until you swallow. I'm like, what does that got to do with anything spiritually? Doesn't it say the watering of the word? So once that word gets digested, whew, comes that water to wash it, to cleanse it, to make it pure. Now, this is in, what time is it? No, we're good. This one really got my attention, because we do this spiritually. The dangers of chewing for no reason. The dangers of chewing for no reason. God knows our intentions. God knows our heart. But yet we think we can say, oh yeah, Lord, I really meditated on your word. We didn't do anything. We didn't chew on it. We didn't do anything. And this is what it says about the natural. While chewing is essential when you eat, chewing without eating food can be counterproductive. When you chew gum, for instance, you send your body physical signals that food is about to enter your body. The enzymes and acids that are activated when you chew gum are therefore released. But without the food they're intended to digest. This can cause bloating, overproduction of stomach acid, and can compromise your ability to produce sufficient digestive secretions when you actually do eat food.
Bloating. You know, we can take God's word and just put it in, and we get fat. We get fat as Christians. We can quote it. We can speak it to someone. But there's no life in it. Because it's not real. We haven't really digested it. I remember on the streets in New York City, one lunch break, around Fifth Avenue. Walk along, there's a homeless guy sitting on the street. I went over and I said, "How are you today?" He said, "I'm good. What do you want?" I said, "Nothing. I just came over to see how you're doing." I said, "Has anyone ever told you about Jesus?" He goes, "I know all about that Jesus." And he started quoting scripture, verse by verse by verse by verse. And then he looked at me and he goes, "I know your word better than you do." I said, "Well, you know how to quote it. You know how to speak it. But is it real on the inside of you?" And he got absolutely quiet. I said, "You have a form of God, but you don't have the living word on the inside of you." I said, "God talks about logos. God talks about rhema in his word." I said, "You've got logos. You've got word that you can quote. You've got word that you can speak. You've got word that you've memorized." And I said, "You've done a very good job memorizing it. But it's not living. It's not real." He says, "What do you really want?" I said, I want to know if anyone told you about Jesus." "See, yeah, I've heard about Jesus. Now get out of here." That was the end of the conversation. And I was beside myself. I'm like, "Lord, how can this be? Here's a man sitting on the cold streets of New York City, and he can just rattle off all these verses." And I had a little pocket Bible with me, and when he started rattling them off, I opened it up to where he was at. He didn't miss a word. And I never forget what the Lord told me. He goes, "The enemy knows my word better than a lot of my people." But the thing that scares the enemy more than anything is when this word gets meditated on and gets chewed on and becomes living in your life and my life. It causes the gates of hell to tremble. It causes Satan to run and to flee. And when Jesus was tempted, he said, "It is written." But he was, what was he? What was Satan looking at when he was tempting Jesus? He was actually coming against the living Word of God. Because Jesus, it says, is the Word made flesh. Jesus was the living Word of God. And no matter what Satan brought against him, the living Word of God always said, "It is written." Always pointing him back to this. Even though he himself was a living word. And you know, we get tested. We get tried. Because we can talk a good game. But when Satan and the enemy knows that you're real, yeah, the attacks will come, but they'll go quicker. Because he knows that you know who you are in Jesus Christ. He knows the living one is on the inside of you. You know, Paul, I know. Who are you? See, we all have to get to that place where we have that living word as a result of chewing on God's spiritual word that he gives us every day. But we got to slow down, people. We got to slow down, and we got to chew on this. We got to meditate on this. We got to allow that this word to become part of our spiritual being. Because when it does, something happens supernaturally. See, too much of the church today is looking outward. They're looking outward. They're looking at these signs, they're looking at this, they're looking at all this stuff. That's not where Jesus is at. Jesus is in here. His kingdom is within you. His kingdom is within me. And God's saying, when you begin to chew on this word, you're going to begin to go in. You're not going to be concerned with what's going out because you're developing a greater relationship, a greater understanding of that living word that resides on the inside of you. You could care less. You could care less. So, the last thing I wrote down is why chewing your food slowly can change your life. We know all the reasons. I've read all the reasons why it can change our lives physically. I've been experiencing it for 5 days now, and I'm not changing it. I'm not going back. So if my wife gets done eating when we go to get something to eat, that's okay. I'm chewing slow. Why? Because I know the effects it has on the human body. There's too much research. There's too much information on proper chewing of our food. But see, it doesn't just apply to our natural food. It applies to our spiritual food. We get so in such a hurry. Every day I go to work and there's a McDonald's on Almerton Road just west of Belcher. There is lines outside at 4:30 in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's lines at McDonald's. Why is there lines? Because people are grabbing something quick to eat on their way to work or on their way to home. And they're going to have it eaten and in their stomach probably before they get two lights away from McDonald's. They haven't tasted, they haven't enjoyed, and you know what? I can't point a finger because I was number one when it came to that. But as a result of what the Lord was showing me about this is too bad Joan's not here because she busted me the last time I said this because I didn't say it right. I hope I say it right this time. You know, we're in too big of a hurry to stop and smell the coffee. We're in too big of a hurry to just feel good about ourselves because we read our five scriptures. We're going to read through the Bible in a year. So we're going to read this chapter and this chapter, and I'm done for the day. We're missing it, brothers and sisters. We're missing what God wants to do in our lives because we're eating too fast. We're eating too quick. We're not digesting it. And God wants to do something different with you and I this year. He wants us to learn how to eat slowly. Physically and spiritually. I told you, you were going to get it from both ends today. Because you know, when you go and read some of the biographies of some of these great men and women of God, they were known for just spending time, quiet time. Was Jesus any different? No. You look at all the stuff that we have written that Jesus did. The majority of the stuff that Jesus did, it was after he'd gone to the mountaintop to spend time alone with the Father. He was spending time saying, okay, Lord, what's on the schedule today? I always wondered, how could he go to the pool of Bethesda with all these people that went there every day, to enter into those waters to get healed? And he comes walking up, and he goes, hey, Ray, come with me. I mean, there was a lot of people there, but he picked out one person. You can't tell me that his father didn't tell him that before he got there. He knew exactly where that man was going to be. He knew exactly that that man was ready to receive that healing. And he knew it was his day. And there's a spiritual banquet that God is wanting to feed you and I. But we're in too big of a hurry to taste and see that God is good. Taste and see that God is good. And I told you at the start of this teaching tonight, I am so upset of all the years that I wasted not being able to really taste the food I ate. I can't go back and change it. I can't go back and change the spiritual food I haven't properly chewed on or meditated on. Can't go back and change it. But as of today, as of last week, that's changed. I know, Sue, I have a list of other things I need to slow down in too, because like one of those ever-ready bunnies sometimes. But see, I think this is just the start of what the Lord's wanting to show me. And Sue's probably going, thank God, why did it take you so long? You know? Because when God makes it living, when God makes it alive in you, there's a change that takes place. And it's an eternal change. It's a forever change. It's not just another fad. It's just not, oh yeah, this will last for a couple, 3 weeks. No. No. I don't want false stimulation of spiritual digestion by chewing on something when I'm really not chewing on it. Like chewing gum. That's what it does to the natural. Chewing gum sends a signal
to our brain. Okay, start these digestive things in your body. You know? It's just like people who get up in the morning and don't eat breakfast. Can't figure out why they can't lose weight. Because your body is so magnificently created. When you put something in your mouth 30 minutes after you get up, you turn on your body's clock. You turn on the endocrine system, which operates a lot of things in your system. But if you don't eat till 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, and that's your first meal, guess what? You just told your body, hey, I'm awake. Hey, let's start this process. You know what those people become? Nibblers. You know what those people become? They're night eaters. Because their clock is now starting at 12 or 1 rather than 7, 8 in the morning. They can't figure out. And was David known for spending time in the morning with God? Yeah. So what was he doing? He was saying, I'm turning on my spiritual clock. I need to get my spiritual metabolism going. I need to get my spiritual energy going. Because we all are guilty. We don't spend time with the Lord and we go running out the door. Those days never work out very well for me. Anything that can go wrong, goes wrong. Any problem that can come up, comes up. But when I started with the Lord and I give the day to the Lord, somehow, no matter whether it's a long day or a short day or a tough day, everything just kind of flows. It goes nice and easy. Because I started my spiritual clock by chewing on God's Word. And some of the best days I've ever had is when the Lord gives me one or two verses. And I get up and I take a shower and I start pondering. I start meditating on that one or two scriptures. And then I do my notes at the office. And I'm still meditating on it. As the day goes on, I'm still meditating on it. Those are some of my best days. I'm not trying to memorize anything. I'm just chewing on that small particle of spiritual food that God gave me that day. And he's wanting to do that with you and I, brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, forgive us both naturally and spiritually for our poor chewing habits, poor eating habits, not chewing slowly, both naturally and spiritually. And for sometimes, Lord, taking way too big of bites. Because you're wanting us to take smaller bites and chew on it and meditate on it until it becomes living on the inside of us, where Jesus rules and reigns, where Jesus' kingdom is at. The kingdom is within. Father, help us. Show us, Father, how we can go from a people who have memorized your word, people who know your word, to a people who have the living word ruling and reigning on the inside of us. Living word. Word that produces life. Not only in these, in our own natural vessels, but in life around every person that these vessels cross. Let that living word become alive unto your praise and under your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.